It doesn't leave us time to think about these subjects, to analyze them, to go into it deeply. And to build and develop this personal relationship. That's an ishtikal Gemara that everybody knows. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, Lama Kodma Pasha Shema Levahoya Im Shemoya. Everybody said Shema this morning, I hope. If not, it's a bit late, but you can still chop around. You all said Shema Vahafta, and then you said Vahoyim Shemoya. Yeah, the way it's printed in the city. Gemara is a Havamina that that's not the right order. Why? Why don't you first say Vahoyim Shemoya and then Shema? Meaning, what's the Gemara's question? Is I'll come to Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim via Kiyuma Mitzvahs. Means I'll keep the mitzvahs and then I'll come to Lav Hashem. What's the answer? What's the Gemara's answer? Kadeshi Kabbal Alav Al Malchus Shemayim Tchila. First, you have to be Makabal Al Malchus Shemayim. Va'achakach, you Kabbal Alav Al Mitzvahs. Now, we mentioned yesterday there's two dimensions. There's the relationship dimension and there's the performance dimension. Correct? Relationship, we said, is a Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. The performance is Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. The Gemara is telling us, the Gemara is telling us that you first need Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. You first need a relationship with Hashem. And as an outcrop, as a consequence of that Avos Hashem, will come the Kiyuma Mitzvahs. Is that what the Gemara is saying? You first need Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. There's going to be a time, therefore, where you won't be in Makabal or Mitzvahs, but you'll still have a relationship with Hashem. Which means you can have a relationship with Hashem not via the mitzvahs. Otpa, we're not teaching Christianity here. That's not the end goal. That's not where we stop. When we finish this, we have a whole sefer to learn that talks about Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. But why do you have to keep the mitzvahs? If you love somebody, you do what they ask you to do. That's a dava pasha. We're not saying that. But in the marshal from yesterday with the husband and the wife, if you could have the performance without the, if you could have the relationship without the performance, we said, I bet you need both. But if you can only have one, it's better to have the relationship without the performance than to have the performance without the relationship. That's everybody. But anybody would choose the other way. Hamiri Shamevi is Divrei Chazal b'Midrash. The Miri brings a midrash, this piece of Chazal, Moshe Lamelech Shenichlas LeMedina. The king, he arrives in a certain country, Yotzev Na'ir LeKroisu, and the inhabitants of the country come out to greet him, and they say to him, Gzo Aleinu Gzeiros, make laws for us, make statutes, order our lives for us. Amalehem, he says to them, Kiblu Malchusai, first accept my kingship. I'll make Zeus for you, I'll tell you what to do. You'll say, well, no, I don't have to listen to you. Who are you? In order for me to be a king, in order for me to rule and make rules and regulations and laws, I first need you to accept my rulership, my authority. You can't have a kingship if there's no authority. First, you're Makabal or Malchus Shemayim, B'Pasha Rishayna. That's why you have a Rosh Hashanah before you Kippur. And there you have all mitzvahs levad. And you'll notice that the first parsha is in the singular, and the second parsha is in the plural. Because as you mentioned earlier, Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim is Machede Yichud with Hashem. That's each Jew's individual Va'aftas Hashem Elokecha. Afterwards, the mitzvahs is to give them to Klal Yisrael. Everyone has to keep the mitzvahs. But your unique relationship with Hashem, you can't give in the plural because it's only to each individual yet. Understand that well. Kiblu Malchusai hi aemuna pshuta. What is Kiblu Malchusai? What does it mean, accept my kingship? That's the emuna pshuta, emuna sayichud, which is never posuk shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Listen, Yisrael, it's only Yisrael that can do this, it's not shaykh to the goyim. Hashem Elokeinu, our God, personal God, is Hashem Echad, there is nothing else other than Him, infinite. How do you translate echad? How do you translate echad? What's the correct English translation for the word echad as it stands in Shema Yisrael?
Well, the question makes us not want to answer.
It's one.
Unique. Infinite.
Infinite.
The correct translation for the word echad in Shema Yisrael is infinite. There is nothing other than Him.
Ainot b'vada.
Vada. It's the Rambam Mefurash. There is nothing other than Hashem. That's echad. Shema Yisrael. It needs a shmir. Shmir doesn't mean just to hear. Ein shmir ele b'chakira. The shmir has to come via a building process. Yisrael, it's only a Yid that can do this. Hashem Elokeinu, with all the ramifications of what that means, is infinite. He's all one. It's all Him. Apostle Arishon shall kriya Shema mechaven otanu lemesiris nefesh, and it's aiming you in the direction of mesiris nefesh. Ala adam lidmois bedaita kilo eish gedei lebayeris lefanov. You can do this in Lag BaOmer if you want. It's a good time to practice this. You have to imagine that there's a big fire burning in front of you. You have to be prepared to jump into the fire. If they come along and put a gun against your head and say, be over imuno or jump in the fire, you jump in the fire. Try this on Lag BaOmer when you're standing in front of the 60-foot Madura and you're standing 50 meters away because it's so hot. Imagine whether you're prepared to kofetz into the fire. Shalom Leida. That's a very powerful love that we have and display for Kodesh Baruch Hu. With everything. Prepare to give up everything. Even if he takes your life, I love Hashem. That's Kabbalos Malchus Shemaim. Shemashmusa hi mesiris nefesh leman Hashem Yisbarach. Kabbalos Malchus Shemaim means mesiris nefesh. So before you do anything, you have to be prepared to give up your life for Hashem. Now you want to go keep mitzvahs, go keep mitzvahs, but it's got to be against the backdrop of there's somebody else prepared to give up my life for. Yaseiri mizu bekibloi malchusai, the lotion of the midrash. Tzmuna ha'anochi ha'yisoidis. Ki ein melech blo'am. There's another aspect here, very fundamental, and that is without a nation, there's no melech. Kol oid shelo yigati la'kore k'ani ha'am shel ha'melech. As long as I haven't got to the recognition that I am the nation of the king, k'ani Ha'am shel ha'melech, ubaladei loy tikoin malchus. So without me, there is no malchus. Not that he's lacking because there's no malchus. He's not lacking anything. We're lacking because there's no malchus. Pshuta kamashmoy mamash kol oyd lo hifnamti es hayedia hazuk ya kolosh bolchu tzarich oti b'mareches abriya sheloy. Or part the tzarich doesn't mean that Hashem needs us. The tzarich means that Hashem created a world in which, in order for the Bria to come to its fruition, I have to do what I have to do. So in that sense, he needs me. No, it's not a need. Because he hasn't changed.
It's not our kind of need, but it's a need.
It's our need. It's not a need at all. He has no needs. He's infinite. But he allows himself to need us in the Bria that he created. This is post-Ma'aseh Bereishis. Pre-Ma'aseh Bereishis, Hashem is infinite. And even after Ma'aseh Bereishis, he's infinite. But he created a Bria in which he's Mugbal. Kaviyachal. Hashem's not Mugbal. But he allows him to be Mugbal. Can he do whatever he wants, Hashem? No. Can't. Sorry. He can't do whatever he wants. Can Hashem take the Torah away from Klal Yisrael and give it to the Arabs?
No.
Why not? He can do whatever he wants. Because he bound himself not to. The world that Hashem created, he created the world with certain gedorim. And he's bound by those gedorim. Does that mean he's limited? Chas v'chalila. It's just in this world, he gave the Torah to Kanishon. He said, I'll never take it away. And if you do this, you'll get reward. And if you don't do it, you're going to get punishment. He created a world with a Marechet. In this world that he created, he bound himself to fulfill those requirements. In the same way, he created a Marechet in which he kaviyochel ke'ilu makes himself need us, which is all part of his desire to give us good. It has nothing to do with any of his needs. Hashem doesn't need us bichlal. But in order for him to give us the ultimate good that he wants to give us, we need to earn it. And therefore, he makes himself kviyochol tolu on us. But not that he's taking anything from us, and not that we're giving him anything, not that he needs anything from us. It says, Mefurosh, Hashem is exactly the same pre the Bria to post the Bria. Nothing changes. Nothing. It can't change. That's the definition of infinite. It cannot change. For something to change means that before it wasn't okay and now it's okay. It was okay and now it's not okay. That's what change is, no? Hashem can't change. In the sense of needing, here, what we mean is that since the purpose of the Bria was to give, and the Bria wants to give, Hashem wants to give the ultimate good, and the ultimate good is only if you earn it, so Hashem created a world in which he won't give you unless you earn it. Does he want to give? Yes. So he needs you to earn it in order for him to give you. But that's a giving, not a taking, and he doesn't need it. If you decide not to take it, nothing's happened to him. He just won't be able to give, so he won't give. You won't receive. Even that's not true, because you're going to get whatever he wants to give you anyway. He'll force your hand. Tshuvas, imishal ha-shoyel, maya to'eles pakach sha'adam ki ani kolosser shel ha-kodesh baruch hu. Let's ask a question. What's the whole purpose of this, that I am the color, I'm the bride of Hashem? V'kikol tachlis ha-bria tolubi, and the whole kiyum of the bria is dependent on me. My yotze li lamaisa mikola in yonim ha-gavuim v'hanizgovim alolu. These are very high, elevated concepts. Lamaisa mazek ha-shulai, what's it got to do with me? Very nice, you're saying very nice words, yeah? You're speaking very high spiritual concepts, but lamaisa, my, at the end of the day. Sof sof ani nimtza heichen ani nimtza. V'im kait keitzen liten, v'mash dvarim eilu. At the end of the day, I am where I am, and that's it. And how am I supposed to actually actualize all these wonderful things you're talking about? Tshuvas dover zeh hi ki shayla zu betals yisoida. This question has a fundamental error at the basic foundation of the question. Hagvul bein kabbalus al malchus shemayim v'kabbalus al mitzvus nishtashtesh etzleinu. We're about to go into a discussion of how does this work? This Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, how does the connection, how does the relationship between the two of them work? It's become confused at us. Kaimus Pelibeinu Agosha, Kikim Einu Matzlichim Lakaim Bepoiles Kol HaMitzvahs Amutelis Aleinu. We walk around with a fundamental error that if we're not being Matzliach, to actualize all the mitzvahs that are dependent upon us. Or we're not able to acquire all the qualities and the levels and the dagas that we are able to achieve. It's a siman, it's a raya that we don't have al malchus shamayim. We don't have this relationship with Hashem. We're not doing what Hashem said. So therefore, my relationship with Hashem has been negatively affected. That sounds like a pretty good muskul rishon, no? Hashem tells you, "Anoich Hashem Elokecha, do the mitzvahs." If I'm not doing the mitzvahs, there must be something intrinsically pagam in my relationship with Hashem. All the mitzvahs are about my relationship with Hashem. Correct? It's true. So what's wrong with that hanocha? What's wrong with that idea? It's where we've always been brought up. That's what we think. A person can walk through this world thinking that his relationship with Hashem is unaffected no matter what he's doing. I would be shocked to hear such a thing. And he's saying that this is not, this is a mistake. We're making a mistake here. So let's see. That you think there's a connection between your relationship with Hashem and your being able to be matzliach in your kiyum mitzvahs. He's saying it's a mistake.
And that if someone is not doing the right thing, the connection to Hashem is still strong.
We're going to nasbiris advorim. We're going to nasbiris advorim. Huh? First, get straight what you have wrong. If you don't have this wrong, that's fine. Then you're not in trouble. If you think there's some connection between your kiyum mitzvahs and your relationship with Hashem, he's telling you that's not true. So what does that mean? I'm not saying anything. I'm reading what's written here. I'm not saying anything. He's saying that if you think there's a connection between these two things, it's a mistake. And he's going to explain what he means. So let's hear what he means and then see whether we...
But when we say Shema Israel, it's an individual or it's a nation?
Both.
Both.
I'm an individual who's part of Klal Yisrael. It's ultimately talking to you. When you say Shema, that's why you cover your hand over your eyes. It's one of the reasons, because to know that you're alone in this world.
But it's possible for an individual to lose his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Correct.
But Israel, it's impossible. The nation is...
As long as he's a Yisrael, it's also impossible. It says Yisrael afo b'uchoy to Yisrael.
Part of Israel, you want
to... He can take himself out of Yisrael. Yeah. He can take himself out of being a Yisrael. You have to work very hard today to take yourself out of being a Yisrael.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, short of marrying out or becoming a reformed rabbi, how else are you going to...
Even if you marry out without being Yisrael.
I'm saying even that's not simple. That's what I'm saying. It's not so simple. Why? If I marry a Goyish woman, chas v'chalila, if a Jewish woman marries a Goy, children are still Jewish. I'm saying even there, you can do tshuva, there's whatever. A Reform rabbi is the only way, I think, today, to the best of my knowledge, you could actually lose it completely. A machti as a rabbi, someone who's machti as a rabbi. Ein tshuva and ein chelek l'olam haba.
Don't even consider it.
Even that pays well.
I'm not sure. I haven't learned the subject properly. I haven't learned the subject properly. You have to go look at the Rambams there. But to the best of my knowledge, and I could be wrong here, haven't looked at it properly. The only person that is in both lists of the Rambam, the one who can't do tshuva, and the one who's no chelek in olam haba, the only one who's in both lists, to the best of my knowledge, is the Machti as a Rabbi.
I don't think a reform rabbi is right.
A reform rabbi is
not.
Conservative rabbis today also. If he's Machti as a Rabbi, correct. Correct. Whoever's Machti as a Rabbi, you don't have to be a rabbi to be Machti as a Rabbi. Okay. Shtei mitzvahs eilu oimdois bifne atzma. These two mitzvahs stand independently of each other. The mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Mitzvah achas mataros ala hashrish emes zu belibeinu hashkem ve'erev ve'aleinu lachzor ve'lanshen oto b'kol eis motzu. The mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is a mitzvah that the goal is to internalize the truth in our hearts morning and evening, all the time really, and we have to go over it and do chazor on it all the time that we can. That's what's on the mezuzahs, it's in the tefillin, it's everywhere. Mashmois mitzvah zuhi ki bishvili nivra ha'olam. The mashmois of this mitzvah is that the world was created because of me. Ani bnei yechidoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am Hashem's only son. Ani kolosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm also his bride. Ani tachli sabriya. And I am the purpose of creation. Ani yochid mamash va'ein ba'olam kemoini. And there's no one in the world like me. I'm unique completely. And there's no one in the world like me. Hachal mishesh yisrei breshis va'adatot. Since my Sabreshis and until now, until the end of the world, there is nobody like me and nobody ever be like me, which is quite gratifying. I think most people would agree that that's good news. That the world wasn't burdened with two of me. Yeshli tafkid meyuchad, sha'af echad einu yochol lemale. I have a job in this world to do that no one else can do. Vim chas v'chalil lomel oto. And if chas v'chalil I don't do what I came in this world to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyochol yafsid es kol tachlis habria. The whole purpose of the bria is not going to be fulfilled, the same as we mentioned earlier. If one ois in the Sefer Torah is missing or in the wrong place, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Even if all the other 599,999 oises in the Torah are mehuda, 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 the most beautiful Sefer Torah you ever had, if there's missing one ois, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. We don't understand that, but that's the way it is. Lechaina Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyochol oimed umevakesh meni. Therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyochol gets up and asks from us. Ten daitcha shelo tekalkel v'tachrif es oilomi. Hashem said this to Adam Arishon. Who do we learn this whole concept of yichud from, of oneness? He says, why did Hashem create the world with only one man? To teach you that through one man the whole world can be mekayemed. Hashem says to Adam Arishon, ten daitcha, pay attention, that you don't destroy my world. Don't ruin and destroy my world. What does that mean? Do what you came in this world to do, because if you don't, you're ruining my world. Or can make you terribly depressed. These thoughts are supposed to and have the power to fill a person's heart with enormous simcha. I have been given and I have the merit of receiving the most awesome, biggest gift that anybody could ever get. That's called Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. What is that this depresses us when it's supposed to make us the simcha? Don't know, you have to work it out for yourself.
Can we say Malchut Shamayim is doing mitzvah lishma?
No.
No.
That's not what he's saying. There may be, once again. Yes. Good. Excellent. It seems like a very daunting task. Difficult. Whoa, are you kidding? That's why it's much easier to just say, I'm depressed, I can't. I'm sad, I'm miserable, this is too much, this is too heavy, leave me alone, what do you want from me? At the klal level, it's much easier to see. At the klal level, it's much easier to see. Atav v'chatonu mikol ha'omim. Hashem chose us from all the nations. That's the fundamental of all of Yiddishkeit. Without that, nothing stops. I love going to these talks on chinuch or whatever. No one ever mentions this. This is your sword and basis of all of chinuch. This has to be instilled into the children. Into us. That doesn't start with Shema. It starts with Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morach Yaakov. That's where it starts. And that the entire Bria and the entire Hashgacha and everything that happens in the Bria is all because of Klal Yisrael. That we have a much easier time living with. Because I'm part of Klal Yisrael, I'm part of a group. The gang syndrome, you know. Guy walks down the street on his own, he's not such a big deal. He's got three buddies with him, he walks like this. He's got his buddies with him. Much easier to be part of a nation that Hashem's chosen and that everything that's going on in the world is because of this nation that I happen to be a part of. Much easier. Not that that's easy, but that's much easier. Atav v'chatanu, we all want to be part of something, so we're part of this group called Klal Yisrael, and it's true. All of this is true. Atav v'chatanu is in the plural. Kabbalah Samalchu Shemaim is taking that a step further and saying, yeah, even just me, Bishvili Nivra'ilam, Chayiv Adam Loimek Kolyom, Bishvili Nivra'ilam. That whole Atav v'chatanu, and that whole Ashgacha, and that whole unfolding of human history, is not just for Klal Yisrael, of which I'm a part of, but it's for me, even if there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael. I'm a Olam Mole, and it's all for me, and I'm responsible for all of it, as much as I'm responsible for. That's a very daunting task. But that's Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Not poshut at all. But, as we started off right in the beginning of the Sefer, trying to discover Mi Ani. If you remember, there was a chapter here right in the beginning, after the foreword, which was 100 pages, and after the introduction was another 100 pages. Then there was Perek Beis called Mi Ani. We're now starting to, in Perek Yud, starting to get a little taste of Mi Ani, who am I? Because we said, why do we need to know who we are? Because we said, if you don't know who you are, you can never really be Besimcha. And if you're not Besimcha, then you're destroying the world. Because that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Because Tacha Shel Avodat Hashem Besimcha V'Tuv Leivav. How do you come to serve Hashem Besimcha She'enu Tolu B'Dover? Unconditional Simcha and unconditional love. That's what we're talking about. Now we come to the end of that long discussion. And as he said, if you would internalize these ideas, it would fill your heart with Aisha V'Simcha and Kates. So to the degree that you're not walking around with Aisha V'Simcha in your heart and Kates, to that degree, you haven't been Makabal Malkus Shemayim. It's a nice barometer. Same as Betochen leads to Menuchas HaNefesh. To the degree that you don't have Menuchas HaNefesh is a barometer of where you're holding in Betochen. It's Gevaldik. I'm not saying this is not revolutionary stuff. I'm not saying this is not a chiddush. I'm not saying this is not controversial. That's what's written here.
Controversial?
That's the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. I don't know. Let's take out the Rishayim. Let's learn the sugya properly. There may be others that hold that's not Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. There may be other ways of understanding Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. Take out the Rambam and let's have a look and see what he says.
When?
You must spare time. Lo alecha malach ligmo. I'm not suffering anymore from all or nothing syndrome. I learn what I learn and I take what I need to take. You don't know everything. I'll never know everything. So that's not a major obstacle to my learning what I can learn now. What'll be with everything else? Everything else when we get there. Kedei ledat mi ani. Tchila leinu lahaki shekodesh baruch hu melech. Before I can even start with me, I first need to recognize that Hashem is melech. Lahachti leiv shemelech godlu. And to get into my heart, into the mind, that is a melech godlu. Ala adam lachshayv beliboy. First needs to think. Lachshoiv beliboy. If you ever find out how to do that, let me know. How do you think with your heart? Liboy doesn't mean heart, it means your mind. Why is it called liboy? Because your mind affects your heart. There's a part of your mind that doesn't affect your heart. We ask you to think in the part of your mind that will affect your emotions. Limrot shelamaisa einenu matzliach lemamesh es hayedias hololu. Despite the fact that I'm unable to actualize these concepts, these ideas, mikol makom ein adover pogeya ba'avoides kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. My avoiding in kabbalas ol malchus shemayim hasn't been affected in the least. Machshavas elu tiseyena la'adam shelo yipol leyedei ha'atzvus hamakala kol chelka toivu emarides la'adam el tehoimus achet. These machshavas will help a person not to fall into sadness, which it permeates all our good, all the good that we have. There's always this feeling of sadness. And ultimately, when a person is sad, the Yetzer leads a person into the depths of sin. It's so easy to sin when you're sad. You're parted from all responsibility, and therefore I can do whatever I want because I'm sad. Or he made me sad, or she made me angry, or it's his fault or her fault that parted me from everything. Yes, sir, okay. who may be native ki hu bnei yechidu shel melech malchei malachim. When a person's makabel malchus shemayim properly, then he understands that he is the only son of the King of Kings. Yesterday we said Avinu Malkeinu how many times? How many of us walked out of here this high off the ground because he's my dad? The King of Kings, Melech Malchem Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Kveid Ba'atzmoy, I'm his only son. All this is mine. Why do we walk out of here feeling like stateless orphans? Avinu Malkeinu, yeah, okay, so, weiter. V'yesh lo tafkid v'niseyoin miyuchad b'chayov. Hu yochid ba'olamoy mamash. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, ma chavosoy ba'olamoy. You notice the Mesillas Yesharim is in the singular. Ma chavosoy ba'olamoy. You yochid, you're unique and alone in this world. You mentioned Ein Oed Milvado. What does Ein Oed Milvado mean? There's nothing other than Hashem. Who am I? If there's nothing other than Hashem, so I don't exist. I'm not here. Ein Oed Milvado means there's nothing in the world other than Hashem and me.
I am part of Hashem.
Yep. That means everything else in this world isn't you and isn't him. It's all just Hashem. Therefore, nothing that happens to me isn't from Hashem. It's not you that hurt me, and it's not you that praised me. And everything out there is all just Hashem and me. That means there is nothing else in the world except me and Hashem. I am Hashem's only child. And what about all these other people running around town? That's Hashem. Hakol b'day shemayim chutz miyiru shemayim. Everything in the world is Hashem except my bechira. Kipshutoi, that's what it says. It's very hard to see, it's very hard to live with on a day-to-day basis because I have to deal with you and you and you and you and whatever. Good. But it's not you and you and you. Everybody here is Hashem. Klape me, you don't have bechira. Pashtus. Since no one can help me or hurt me without Hashem, when you help me or hurt me, that's Hashem. That's the Loshon the Chovas HaLevavos Mefurish. Why are you having a Koros HaTov to this guy for helping you? You didn't do anything. It's all Hashem. When somebody's nice to you and has rachamim to you, you know why he's rachamim to you? Because Hashem gave him rachamim to give to you. That's all. You have to have a Koros HaTov. I'm not saying not. Chovas HaLevavos is all about a Koros HaTov. But he points out. Why are you dealing with it? Why are you dealing with people? He didn't do nothing. He didn't help you. He didn't hurt you. Why are you getting upset with this guy? Because he was nasty to you. It's Hashem. Why are you getting upset with the Arabs? It's Hashem. Why are you getting upset? It's Hashem. Why are you being so nice to this guy? Because he's going to help you. He's going to give you a job. He's going to give you money. So you chanif him and you flatter him. Why? He's nothing. He's no one. And then you have to build in after Recha Kamaicha. Because there is a somebody else here that the Torah commands you to love more than yourself or as much as yourself. And if you're married to her, you have to honor her more than you honor yourself. Oh, it's all just Hashem. No, this is a Veda.
We know it's nothing, but we have to do.
Why Moichir Amalek? Because Hashem told you to.
I understand, but it's Hashem.
Let me ask you a question.
Amalek
is Hashem. No, it's not. We have to understand how evil isn't Hashem. That's another question. If it's all just Hashem, then the evil is also Hashem, which we know is ridiculous. Oh, so how do you understand that? We said it. I didn't say we were going to cross all our T's and dot all our R's today. We're going to ask the right questions. How is it possible that there's evil in the world if there's nothing in the world that's not Rotzen Hashem? How can there be evil in the world if Hashem has not a zig of evil in him? You go look inside that big infinite thing called Hashem, you won't find one molecule of evil. So how's the evil in the world? The fundamental question that's been bothering greater minds than yours and mine. Shin Bar Yochai, Moshe Rabbeinu were bothered by this question. And we have Kof Hashem. It's all written and discussed. You got to learn the Sugya.
After the Rambam.
Huh?
After we finish the Rambam.
I would do that before the Rambam. Chronologically, you should start with Chumash. Go through the sugyas. Now, Rizal has this kasha. Oh, this is the fundamental basis of all the Bria. Understanding it. We probably won't ever be zoiche to understand it. Because you can't understand Hashem. That's the whole point of... You can't understand Hashem. There's certain things that it's also to even think about.
Well, even on a pshat, on a basic level, Hashem created the nachash for what? To test.
How did Hashem create the nachash? It had to have come from within him. Correct? Where inside of himself is there a shoresh for a nachash? Where inside of him is there a shoresh for evil? If in him there's no zig of evil. How did he create the nachash? That's the question. How can there be evil in the world?
Maybe because it wasn't evil. We made it evil by listening to it.
We didn't have the hero.
There's an Amalek in the world. And Hashem says, as long as there's an Amalek in the world, my keser, my throne is not shalim. Has to be wiped out and destroyed, the Gamra. Where did it come from in the first place?
Okay, Scott.
Huh?
Okay, Scott, it's missing you.
But where did it come from in the first place? When Hashem said Breishis, when Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, where did evil come from? Everything in the world came from Hashem. How did evil come into the world? It wasn't in Hashem. It can't come from Hashem. There's no evil in Hashem. So where did it come from? It's an independent force like the Goyim say. There's this ongoing cosmic battle between Hashem and the forces of evil. Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker out there fighting for the universe. Ridiculous! The Yetzirah comes from Hashem. There's nothing other than Hashem. There's no force of evil that has independent koiches. The Yetzirah works for Hashem as well. Where did it come from? A fundamental question in philosophy. Old question. And a new question. If you want to find a contemporary source on this, Rabbi Tatz discusses this in Living Inspired. He has this here when he discusses the Mate Elokim, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick. He discusses this question of where did evil come from. It's like a contemporary, very basic look at the subject. If that tickles your curiosity, you may want to do some independent research afterwards. Thank you very much.